Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is Sunday, September 23rd. You are probably used to this show coming out on a Monday. Monday is typically the day where I break down all the action from the weekend. But look, it's Sunday night and some of you still have that itch for football. I know it. But it also might be Monday morning and you might be on East Coast time. Or maybe you're in a different country. And in your country, it's already time for you to go to work. It's already the morning for you. Wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to it, I want to make sure that I am feeding your football hunger and giving you guys good information. Some exciting stuff that I will tell you is right now, I am now on a new podcast recording software that allows me to take callers. So some of you guys may want to ask your questions on the show. Some of you guys may want to have a debate with another football friend or another football fan that you know of. Right now, the direction that I'm thinking about going in is taking callers, but also having people have debates on the show. Maybe you're a Cowboys fan, and maybe your friend is a Giants fan, and you guys want to have, you know, a big debate about something. Or maybe you're a fan of the same team, but you guys disagree about a player. Whatever it is, you know, it's definitely something that I'm going to want to start entertaining. So just letting you guys know, that's kind of where my head is with that. If you guys do have ideas on anything that you want to add or want to give me your thoughts on that, you can feel free to message me on Facebook or Twitter. My Facebook is Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and you can find me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81. You can also email me at SteveTheScout81@gmail.com. Also remember that on Wednesday, I'm going to be answering questions. So if you guys have questions that you want to ask about a player, college prospect, what have you, a team, send it my way, and then I will do my best to get it on the show for Wednesday. Also exciting, on Wednesday, I will be having a debate. So on Wednesday, I will be having a debate with a good friend of mine on one of the biggest debates in pro football, Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. I am taking the side of Tom Brady, and my opponent, his name is Malcolm, is going to be taking the side of Aaron Rodgers. So excited to have that on Wednesday. So with that being said, let me ask you guys a question. What do you guys think of when you hear the word unsung heroes? I'll tell you what I think of. I think of, and I'm not doing this for applauses or, you know, whatnot, but to be honest, to me, the biggest unsung heroes that we have in this country, without question, are the parents. If someone were to ask me, you know, how do I, you know, in society, how do we have less people get put in jail? How do we just make the world a better place? I believe most of it starts in the home. If not, you know, I believe, yeah, there's nature versus nurture. Most of it starts in the home. So I just want to say, a lot of you guys that are listening to this are parents. You know, maybe you're on your way to work and, you know, and you're doing what you can to take care of your family. I appreciate you guys, and no BS when I say that. Seriously, this country is a better place and we have better parents. So you guys are the unsung heroes. But looking at the unsung heroes of all 16 games this weekend, that's what I'm going to go into. Because look, anyone can break down a player. You could say that, you know, look, Patrick Mahomes went 35 for 45. He had 500 yards passing. Great. That's not an unsung hero. An unsung hero is really someone that doesn't get the recognition that they deserve. Specifically, what an unsung hero is, when I look it up on Google, Wiktionary, one who does great deeds but receives little or no recognition for them. Also, when I think of unsung heroes, I think of guys that are playing through adversity. Some guys are playing through injuries, or maybe there's, you know, something else going on, and these players have fought through it. And I want to tell you that the unsung heroes that I'm going to go through on each game, they're not all necessarily players. A lot of times, you know, coordinators, they work up in the booth and they dial up a great game plan. The NFL games cannot be won by players alone. You need coaches and other people to do it as well. So with that being said, I am going to break down the unsung heroes for the first game, which was the Carolina Panthers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And just so you know, I am only going over unsung heroes for the winning team because heroes win. Yes, I know sometimes it's a good effort, but we're going to talk about the guys that won the football game. So Carolina Panthers won this game. Two guys that I thought were big unsung heroes for them. One was Dante Jackson. Didn't practice the entire week. Had a groin injury. Had some trouble with Tyler Boyd, but also made a great play against him to come away with the interception at a key time. He fought through a lot of injury. Still played well. Had a few moments where he wasn't at his best, but you got to remember he was playing with a groin injury, and I thought he did pretty good. Also, if you look at F.A. Obada. Obada was the first player from the NFL's International Player Pathway Program, the first guy to make a 53-man roster. This is his first game in the NFL. He had an interception, a sack, a quarterback hit, and a forced fumble also on the hit that was, you know, ultimately was overturned. But when you look at Obada throughout the whole entire game, he was getting pressure. Those are the unsung heroes from the Cincinnati Bengals versus the victorious Carolina Panthers. And taking a look at what happened between the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers, good old Battle of L.A., I will tell you that, yes, obviously Jared Goff had a great game. Sean McVay had good play calling. I think if you could see the game, you could see that they were creative with what they did. Jared Goff threw into a lot of tight windows, but if you go back and look at virtually every big play they had, Andrew Whitworth made a key block. And I mean every play. You know, if you go back and look at all of the big plays that were made by the Rams to help them take over the game, maybe except the block on the punt, that was obviously not him, but he had a key block in every single one. He's great with you know, getting his hands to locate the target. He's extremely strong at the point of attack, and he just has great lateral quickness. He was matched up against Melvin Ingram for most of the day and controlled him very well. Number of times threw Ingram on the ground. He was even active on some other key blocks downfield. Big day for Andrew Whitworth. Versus the Cardinals. The Bears won this game by just a little bit. They won by 2 points. The Cardinals were up most of the game. They were up 14-3 until late in the third quarter when a cornerback by the name of Sherrick McManus had a great hustle play and intercepted the ball. This was not a play that you would expect an interception from. He dove from a far distance away and positioned himself perfectly to make that interception, and it was a very difficult one to make. The game really was completely different after that. So Sherrick McManus is one of my unsung heroes. The other one that I want to talk about is Mitch Trubisky, because he was rocked early that game. And even though he was rocked early, let me tell you, as a quarterback, after you're rocked like that the way he was, it is really easy to start hearing footsteps. It's really easy to not go through your progressions the same way you were before. He did not change any of that. He managed the game very well. His only interception was a tip pass, and he stood in there after taking a number of hits, went through his progressions quickly, spread the ball around. I think he got the ball to 8 or 9 different receivers and just looked like he was completely unfazed by what was happening to him. So the Bears, big games out of Mitchell Trubisky and Sherrick McManus. They are my unsung heroes, and really the Bears defense is what really won this game for them. But those guys are my unsung heroes for the Bears versus the Cardinals. And reviewing the game with Tennessee and Jacksonville, my unsung hero for that game is Marcus Mariota. Let me tell you why. Marcus Mariota came off the bench and directed 3 scoring drives, including one in the fourth quarter. Mariota has been playing with a lot of pain, so he played with a lot of pain today. He's been experiencing, you know, some arm weakness along with numbness and also tingling in 2 of his fingers. So when you look at, you know, the fact that he was a non-healthy scratch for today, he was sitting on the bench. Blaine Gabbert got hit. Marcus Mariota came in and with a lot of pain, came back and orchestrated some scoring drives for them. I know he didn't throw any touchdown passes. They weren't gaudy stats or anything like that. But Marcus Mariota played hurt and led the Tennessee Titans to a victory. Looking at the New York Giants taking on the Houston Texans, no doubt my unsung heroes for this game are their center, John Greco, and their right tackle, Chad Wheeler. John Greco came in, was their center today. Their usual center, John Jalapio, was out. But if you ask me, Greco played better. Chad Wheeler played better than Ereck Flowers. What they were able to do is they were able to create a push on the right side and in the middle of the offensive line. Something they have not had this entire season. That is a big reason, and probably the main reason that Eli Manning has not been comfortable. The push that those guys developed in the middle and right side of the offensive line gave running lanes to Saquon Barkley. Wayne Gallman got running lanes from that, and Eli Manning got comfortable. Good job by the Giants offensive linemen, particularly John Greco and Chad Wheeler, my unsung heroes for the New York Giants versus the Houston Texans. And looking at the Washington Redskins taking on the Green Bay Packers, it is the same thing here. The Hog Mollies again prevailed, particularly Trent Williams. One of the most impressive things that I saw Williams do today, and I saw him do this in his first game against Chandler Jones, is, you know, he can be pushed off balance, or it seems like he's pushed off balance, but his ability to maintain his balance and recover when he's in very unfavorable positions are highly difficult, not something that a lot of linemen can do. He has some of the best feet patterns I've seen in any offensive lineman in the game today. When you look at Williams, he's really strong at the point of attack. And if you break down all of the big plays that the Redskins had today, particularly all of their touchdown plays, Trent Williams made a big block in every single one of them. But ultimately, this game was dominated by Alex Smith, Adrian Peterson, and my unsung hero, left tackle Trent Williams. Today, the Chiefs beat the 49ers. Unsung hero for that game. Yeah, sticking with the offensive line, it was Mitchell Schwartz. He missed the game last week. He was involved in so many big plays this week. Early on in the game, they got the screen game going. He got a number of clean blocks there. It was strong at the point of attack and just gave nothing to the 49ers pass rush. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes was absolutely sensational, but the offensive line was really good. Ultimately, you know, the right side is really where I saw their best protection. And the guy that I saw in more key blocks than anyone else on that right side of their offensive line was Mr. Mitchell Schwartz, their right tackle. Taking a look at the Eagles versus the Colts, this was Carson Wentz's first game back. And I'm telling you, the talent, the ability was still there. He had a great feel for the pocket this game. Ultimately, the difference in this game really was the Eagles' defensive line. Most specifically, Derek Barnett and Fletcher Cox. You know, it's easy to look at Carson Wentz as the unsung hero because, look, he got some pressure from the Colts. He had great pocket presence. He showed off a lot of the ability that you saw last year. But this game, I really think, was won by the Eagles' defensive line, specifically Derek Barnett and Fletcher Cox. They are my unsung heroes for this game, and I believe they were the difference today. All right, looking at the game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos today, look, I expected Denver to win this game. I thought their defense really was going to be the difference today, but it wasn't. You know, Denver had a great defense. Bradley Chubb had a great move on Ronnie Staley early in the game, consistently brought pressure. But Patrick, and I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly, from the Baltimore Ravens, Patrick Onuswar and Kenny Young, to me, when I went back and watched the tape, those were the guys that impressed me the most. And you got to remember that C.J. Mosley was not there today. So these guys had a heck of a game. Onuswar actually sealed the game with a game-winning interception. But these guys were all over the field. They were physical. They were fast out of their stance. Loved what I saw from these two young linebackers from the Baltimore Ravens. They are my unsung heroes for week 3 for the Ravens taking on the Denver Broncos. The unsung hero for the Saints versus the Falcons, even though the Saints won the game, was the Falcons' pass rush. The Saints' offensive line played a good game, but the Falcons absolutely could not generate any pressure. They consistently lost the leverage battle, the technique battle. They were not as strong at the point of attack. They just got dominated by that Saints offensive line. And again, I think the Saints offensive line did a good job, but the Falcons missing Tack McKinley, and you know, Vic Beasley showed some good stuff today, but that defensive line really had a hard time getting a push, and I think that is the major reason that they lost this game. Unfortunately for the Atlanta Falcons, they were the unsung heroes for the wrong team. Seahawks versus the Cowboys. Russell Wilson's ability to throw into tight windows this game was absolutely outstanding. The defense of the Seattle Seahawks, their defensive coordinator called a great game. They disguised a lot of blitz packages and really kept the Cowboys off guard. And to be honest, you know, you would think looking at Dallas's offensive line and Seattle's defensive line that Dallas would win that game in the trenches. But Seattle had a great game plan in terms of blitz schemes and just plays called all over the field. Russell Wilson, yeah, he had a big game, but really the guy that made everything work was Seattle running back Chris Carson. The Seahawks' offensive line, it was good, it was decent, but to be honest, he overachieved with what that offensive line gave him. They didn't give him a whole lot. He grinded out yards. He found lanes that were really hard to find. Ultimately, if Russell Wilson cannot be Russell Wilson if he does not have at least some kind of run game to go with it. Most quarterbacks can't. And looking at today, Chris Carson gave him that. Russell Wilson had a huge game, but my unsung hero is running back Chris Carson. Sunday Night Football. I gotta say, I am surprised about this one. I thought the Patriots would definitely get the best of them. I think most people thought that, as I said before. Football's been pretty damn hard to predict this year. But looking back at this game, my unsung heroes for the Lions' victory over the Patriots, two guys that come into mind. Frank Ragnow is the center out of Arkansas, a guy that I was very, very high on coming out of the draft, thought he'd be one of the top 30 players. When I evaluated him in Arkansas, he just had incredibly clean tape, saw him go against good competition, and thought this guy would be great. Struggled his first 2 weeks, but he looked really good today. The other unsung hero is a former member of my New York Giants, Devon Kennard. He consistently had a pass rush throughout the whole night. If you go back and look at a lot of the struggles that the Patriots had, it was because of the Lions pass rush. Devon Kennard was the main guy there that was generating a lot of that pressure, along with other guys like Eli Harold. But I'm giving the unsung hero award to Devon Kennard, outside linebacker of the Detroit Lions. And that wraps up everything for this week. As I mentioned, you know, guys, send me your feedback on what you think might be working, what's not working. This is a bit of a different format for what I do for week 3. You can definitely let me know, hey, maybe you prefer me going over the entire game and breaking everything down as opposed to finding one unsung hero. Maybe you want me just to break down a few games, but me go into further detail. Definitely let me know that. My email address, again, is stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, just recapping with some of those announcements we have. Going to be accepting callers into the show pretty soon. All shows that are recapping the action is going to be happening on Sunday night. And stevethescout.com, that website is up. You guys can also go listen to episodes on there. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. You guys have a great Monday. And join me back on Wednesday when I debate Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, send me your questions. Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.